Hey, everybody, this is Dr. William Clark. Welcome back to the podcast. This is a podcast that focuses on nonprofit fundraising strategy and leadership development. Listen, we're happy to be with you today. Before we jump into our topic today, I want to encourage you to visit us at drwilliampclark.com. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com if you want to chat with us about your nonprofit and to talk about your nonprofit fundraising. So that we can get you started on your way. So we received a question from our online audience, and the question is, how do we receive funding to start our new nonprofit? And this is a question we get quite often along the way, because there are a lot of people who are in a space and place where they want to start this nonprofit, and they want to obviously serve a need and solve a problem, but they need to find the resources to make that happen. So there are a couple of ways that you can start funding your nonprofit. The most easiest way to start funding a nonprofit is to bootstrap the development of the nonprofit. And what that simply means is that you begin the process and journey of funding the nonprofit yourself so that you can provide that immediate cash infusion. Now, while doing that, it is easy to kind of go down a rabbit hole of dumping a whole lot of money into your nonprofit, and it can result in some bitterness on the journey of building your nonprofit. I can't tell you the number of people that reach out to me and say, man, I can't do this anymore because I've put so much money into our nonprofit. I can't really invest any more money. I can't put any more resources in here, and I need some help. However, one of the things that I typically advise nonprofit founders to consider as they bootstrap their way to building their nonprofit is to not dump a ton of money into the nonprofit. Just like any other business, the smartest way to do this is to put yourself on a specific budget that allows you to invest into the nonprofit on a consistent basis. This is consistent with what we talk about around how to raise money through listening parties, through your board, and through individual donors. You want to do the same thing with yourself as well. So simply put, if you are currently working a 9-to-5 and you're launching this passion project as a nonprofit organization, the best thing to do is on a biweekly basis, set a budget to give to the nonprofit every 2 weeks. And by doing so, it allows you to be consistent in your giving and your donation to your nonprofit. It allows you to understand cash flow and budget. It allows you to jumpstart any expenses you may have for your nonprofit so you can get rolling today serving the community that you care so deeply about. So as you think about ways to raise money, consider the importance of a steady diet of giving. Now, the last thing I'll share about bootstrapping before we move into some other strategies here is that once you understand the power of bootstrapping your way to fundraising your for your organization, and you understand the power of it, you understand the strategies behind it, you understand ways to make it work for you, you can then share with other people the same basic concept. So as others are looking to figure out how to support you, how to help you, how to come alongside you from a financial perspective, you can quickly and easily share with them something that you've done that has worked for you. So if you're giving $50 every 2 weeks to your organization and it's consistent and you've been at it for 3 to 6 months, it's nothing for you to tell your colleagues or tell your family or to tell someone else how to do the same thing that can help the organization generate consistent revenue. And now when you have multiple people giving $50 every 2 weeks just to support this worthy cause or to support this mission, it puts you in a really good position to understand how to generate consistent cash flow for the organization. Now, beyond the bootstrapping strategy, there are a couple of other ways I want you to consider, I would like for you to consider as it relates to fundraising in an early stage of your nonprofit. Now, these strategies are tied to the fact that you've already registered your nonprofit with your state and you've gotten your 501c3 designation, or you at least put the application in and it's pending. There are a couple of things you can do as of right now to start generating revenue. Number one, you can go ahead and apply for the community grants that are offered by organizations like Walmart and other large retailers. You want to look around your area, you want to look around your region and explore their community engagement or their social responsibility pages on their website or their local foundations and explore what it takes to apply for a grant for $5,000, $1,000, $1,500, or $2,500. That's pretty consistent with what you'll see in the marketplace in terms of available funding for your nonprofit. Once you begin to do that, you can then move towards, or and this is not in any particular order, but another way to receive funding in early stages for your nonprofit organization is to make sure you start building your board. Now, most people will say, well, I've already built my board and I wrote them down in the, the 501c3 application. And that board is the board I'm going to go with. Well, I want to share this with you. The problem with going that route is that most likely most people put names on a piece of paper, and those names aren't necessarily the board that will actually get you started, and they certainly will not be the board that will keep you going. So you want to start the process, if you haven't done so already, building a board of 7 to 11 individuals. And maybe if you're small, you might want to start with five, a good solid five people who are able to commit to the organization as a volunteer member of the board, where they're only providing oversight. They are decision makers in their own business or in another organization, and they're willing to give to the nonprofit. Those are the three criteria we typically advise our clients to consider. Of course, there's way more to think about, but those are the top three that we start to encourage our clients to think about. And as a result of that, this leads to a second, maybe the third way to raise money outside of your own giving, outside of pursuing community grants from local retailers, having your board give on a regular basis. So rewind a little bit when we talked about having other individuals join you in giving. One of those or a portfolio of donors that should be in your giving category should be your board. So if all five board members, including you as the executive director, are giving $50 every 2 weeks to the nonprofit, this creates a cash flow for the organization that you did not have before, and that can change things for your organization. So let's do the math really quick. $50 times six people is $300 every 2 weeks, and every month you have roughly $600 coming into the organization. You multiply that by 12, and you have $7,200 annually coming into the organization as a startup. This is probably going to be the largest funding resource that you're going to be able to tap into as a new organization, because you're going to only be able to apply but for so much community funding from local retailers. And so your board and you giving will be probably the single most largest donor base as you start out. So when you put all that together between the giving of you, the giving of your five-member board, if you have more board members, of course, you multiply those dollars plus some money from your community, the community grants that are released, this might put you at or around $10,000 for the first year. Now, we didn't even talk about a fundraiser yet. We didn't talk about a listing party yet. We didn't talk about partnerships yet. We didn't talk about sponsorships yet. And some of this may be a bit premature if you're super new, but just think about the concept of what we just shared, that even if you don't have a large or a meaningful reputation in the community that can generate revenue right now, you can, through your own giving, the giving of your board, and an application or two into the local retailer that has a community grant, can possibly generate revenue right now between $7,000 and $10,000. Now, as you hear that number, I want you to think about this if you're new. As you hear that number, what could you do with $10,000? How many families could you serve? How many individuals could you support? How many youth could you help? How many veterans can you serve? How many seniors can you serve? Whoever your target audience is, think about who you could help and how many of those people you could help with $10,000 on an annual basis. And if you and your board put the organization in position to budget accordingly and budget appropriately that $10,000 and partner those dollars up with other organizations who are doing similar work that you're doing, you can have a huge impact in your community the first year. I mean, huge, sizable impact within your community. And it would be undeniable that your organization was a part of the impact. that contributed to the turnaround of our community or the services that have been provided. There's so much more to say about this, and there's so much more that we could talk, say about this topic of fundraising and raising dollars in the early years, in the early days. But I want to encourage you to reflect on these simple strategies, right? And to begin to think about ways to systematize and organize your own giving to jumpstart the fundraising strategies for your organization. If you would like to talk about this further, feel free to contact me by going to drwilliampclark.com. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com, or clicking the link above my head here in Clubhouse and schedule a free consultation where we can talk about fundraising strategies that may be a good fit for your organization. Whether you're a newbie, whether your organization has been around for some time, or your organization is mature, we're here to help you think about fundraising approaches that can be simplified without chasing funders. Again, meet us at drwilliampclark.com. With that being said, y'all be well, stay safe, and go ahead and raise that money.